Macmillan Audio presents The Daddy Diaries, The Year I Grew Up, written and read for you by Andy Cohen. For additional photo content, please see the accompanying PDF with this audiobook. To Ben and Lucy. Aw, that was sweet. Introduction. This is the continuation of the Andy Cohen Diaries and Superficial. Since I last published the diaries, my mind went two places. First, I developed an undercurrent of minor paranoia that I'd sold people out, told too many stories that weren't mine to share. I keep hearing Howard Stern asking in an interview if I was sure everybody in this book was cool with me putting them on blast. I ultimately came back to the idea that I actually do know the line between what to say and what not to, and that it is just my paranoia. The second thing that happened is that, as a result of the book, I obviously became aware of what I did every day for 2.5 years. It's jarring seeing in print, for publication, all the trivial details of one's day-to-day existence. The wonderful side effect was that it cemented my decision to actually have a child, something I'd spoken of metaphorically but never meaningfully pursued. As I approached 50, it was clear I was either doing it or not. The repetition of my summers specifically, glorious as they were, made me wonder, is that all there is? The way things were looking, it seemed I could continue this wonderfully free life of self-indulgence or try to anchor myself in a more meaningful situation. I never expected the ways it would energize my family or how close Ben would become to his ma and pa through nightly dinnertime FaceTimes that began during COVID and have continued through plenty of in-person visits. A lot has happened since the last diary. The year before Ben was born, I lived what I called my final period as a totally unencumbered man. I said yes to everything. Grand Marshal at World Pride in Tel Aviv? Shalom! Hosting the Attitude Awards in London? Of course! Villa in Capri? Ciao! Boat in Greece? Please! It was a blast of a year, but it solidified for me that yes, there was something missing. I was ready to have a child. My home has since been rocked by a seismic addition and a sad departure. The birth of Ben, and the rehoming of Waka. If you read the last diaries, you know about my love story with Waka. In the years following his rescue, my priorities shifted and my heart opened. We were a duo. We slept together. We roamed the streets of the West Village at all hours of the night. As I stepped out of the shower every day, he was there to lick my legs dry. And this dog from the hills of West Virginia became a superstar, appearing on my show, hobnobbing with celebrities, flying to the Hamptons in helicopters. He had bad hips, common in his breed, and got one replaced. Something about the surgery changed him or sparked something in his past. He became distrustful of vets, groomers, and his dog walkers. I never shared this, but he was occasionally threatening. He bit me, my assistant, Anderson, and a couple others, but I was able to pinpoint a reason each time. In 2016, I sent him to Los Angeles for a month of extensive rehabilitation with an incredible trainer in the hopes of stopping any aggression. He returned as sweet as ever, and going to the vet and groomer became manageable. Still, there were one or two other incidents. When Ben was born, I felt a new kind of happiness I had not experienced, and it was obviously the biggest change in my life since I welcomed Waka into my home.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?